Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January 20th, 2024. And we're going to continue on with Craig, getting more emails from him, more questions. And the reason I am doing Craig, and I don't know where he lives, as you know, or whatever about him, but that's fine. I think he's asking questions that many people would, I would think, want to know. And I just thought they were very intelligent questions. And so here we go with Craig again. I hope that he serves you well. This is an example of doing something noble. Craig is doing something noble by asking questions you might not think of asking. So the next part of his email that he just sent me, he thanked me for obviously answering the questions. He said, why do you teach what everyone else does? Why don't you teach what everybody else does? Like health, prosperity, and human relations. Craig. Well, Craig, if you practice what I'm offering, those things will be added unto you, as Jesus said. I am not interested in curing a person's problems. It just would be futile, because in doing so or in seeking to do so, you never get to the core of the problem in the first place. So people want just quick fixes, and they want me to talk about things that apply to their health or their money issues or their social issues or their family issues. And while I can offer minute suggestions on these subjects, they're not the tone and tenor of my work. I am not a fixer. I am not here to tell you how to get to things and not deal with the bigger picture of yourself. So we would not have as many problems as we do as human beings if we were to not cause ourselves such mischief in the course of our living by adopting beliefs and attitudes that basically just don't cure anything. They just make things even worse. So I am an authentic spiritual teacher based in the premise of my own inner work. And what that means to the average person is I am here to teach you how to search beyond the seeming issues of your physical life to the core of your inner life, where everything emanates from, where everything comes from, where everything lives, moves, and has its being in, where everything happens. At the core of you, at the core of me, is this thing about, well, we call it the it, but really it is love. And I am more interested in helping people come to the place where they can awaken to this love rather than cure their issues, quote unquote, try to fix their life, quote unquote, and yet not really transform into anything, just fix it like a flat tire and go on the way you are. And that is not the way it works. Life, Craig, is full of consequences. I make my own consequence. And though something might look great to me, you know, in the beginning, it often turns to decay and rubbish after a while. And pretty soon I begin to see that my successes in the world only failed me as a person, failed my ability to awaken, to come to a different place in my lifetime where I lived, moved, and had my being in something called the authenticity of my significance. This significance has to do with the sacred. I am more interested, Craig, in the sacred than I am in trying to help people, as you say here, prosper, get well. You know, there are healings that do happen, but the healings that are most significant are the ones within ourselves, where we no longer engage in the falderal of, in my case, the Gregory, who would always be wanting certain things to happen in his life and other things not to happen, and to live my life in the, shall we say, the conquest of getting what I want, but in the overall picture, losing the way that lives within me, losing my ability to awaken to love. It really is like, buying a car and not a house. And you could live in your car, I guess, but it wouldn't be very pleasant. I am more about finding the house first and then adding the car later, if you can understand that analogy. It's where you and I live from that is most important, not what we have. And I know what we have plays into our daily life. I get it. But the source of our daily life is what I'm interested in. I have students who I have had over the years. I never was able to satisfy them because they were looking for the idea of curing themselves. They wanted a cure. And I am not into that. I am into the source, returning to source. That is what my life has been all about. And a few of my students also, in that same regard, they realize that you can go on and on and on as you want, living to get what you want, living to have things that you think are pertinent to your comfort and security. But in the bottom line, they limit you to the ability to awaken to the heart, the awaken to love. And there is nothing more important, Craig. There is nothing more substantial than love. And when love is present within any of us, the awakening begins to occur. And this awakening is something that very few people believe in or think can happen to them. But once this awakening occurs, everything else falls into place. Just falls into place. If you are to have a healing, you will have it. If you are to have a sense of prosperity, you will have it. But these things are not the way we think of them as being, as maybe being cured from a disease or having tons of money to do whatever we want. Life is not about those things. It is about something other than that. And this is my effort to help those who have eyes to see and ears to hear what is going on within themselves that transcends their plights, their troubles, their problems. And in awakening to those things, awakening to the core of them, which is the source of love, all of those elements that are very difficult for people to deal with, all of those elements that are about, the human body and the human situation, they just kind of fade away, and something more substantial, something more beautiful, something more realistic, significant happens to them. And it does happen. It happened to me. It will happen to others. You begin to see the bigger picture. I was watching a football game the other day, and they were interviewing Purdy, who is the quarterback for the 49ers. And they were talking about his injury that had hurt him, and very badly, and how he felt about it. And he said, "I don't know." And he said, "It was supposed to happen." And the interviewer said, "Why?" And I love what his answer was, because it would have been mine. "I don't know, but I'll wait and see how it all happened and what it means." That is a very intelligent answer. Instead of coming up with an alibi, he realized there is a bigger picture to all of this thing called life, and he was willing to be patient enough to watch and see. I love that. That's an amazing thing from an athlete. Anyway, Craig will go on to your next question tomorrow. Thank you for this beautiful question, and I hope it served you and our listeners and all of you. Please forgive me. Namaste.